Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Harry Alexander is producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass. Hey, it's halftime, Harry, at the ball game, so that means we've got our audience back.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
I know.
It's perfect timing.
I told you that you would have some. You have loyal listeners.
You got it.
And they will listen.
You got it. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming on my website, buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And if you miss a portion of the program, we always have it available for you through the podcasts. We really have all of our shows, just about every show we've done in over 4 years of this project at buckmastershow.com. Rosemary Brandt, my executive assistant, has done a beautiful job of archiving all of our shows. We're going to begin. We have a very full hour as usual. TUSD board member Crystal Foster is with me in studio. It's very serendipitous that it is spring break, so rather than have to talk with Crystal from her job at school, we get her to come into the studio. It's always nicer to have the guest in studio. So, Crystal, we'll be with you in a second, but we want to tell people that about 20 minutes past the hour, comet discoverer David Levy will be joining us. There's a huge kind of celestial deal going on tomorrow, March 20th. It's the equinox and a total solar eclipse in parts of Europe, and a new moon. So this is like not happened since 1681.
Right. The next one will be in 2034, and they call it a supermoon event.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. We'll hear what Dr. Levy has to say about that. About 30 past the hour, looking forward to a conversation with the head of Bank of America here in southern Arizona. We'll get her take on the economy. Then we're going to close out the show. We could all use a little happiness. Saturday is International Happiness Day. Did you know that, Crystal Foster?
I didn't, but that's good.
No, it's good for you and good for me and those of us who try to wear a smile, and you've got a nice smile on your face today. The live line is 790-2040 for comments or questions for Crystal Foster. She's always a good sport about taking whatever your comment is. Of course, she'll try to the best of her ability to answer your question. You can also become one of our 4,000-plus friends on Facebook, where we kind of post every day to let you know who the guests will be on the show. Crystal, how are you? How's your spring break going?
Oh, I'm exhausted right now. I just spent 4 hours in my garden after the rain yesterday with the weeds. So I am very happy to be sitting here in a comfortable chair after that.
I mean, we did this big thing with all the weeds, right? We went out, got all the weeds taken care of, we thought, because typically we kind of go in now to our dry season and, you know, it probably wouldn't rain most years till the monsoon, but we may have another big one.
I know, and I had to take advantage of that soft
another
soil.
But I prefer the green and I prefer the rain. We always need the rain. Okay, a couple of things to talk with you about, some big deals going on. Up at the legislature, there was this bill to, in effect, take away about $60 million in desegregation money from TUSD. Some of my friends at the legislature emailed me today and said, as far as they're concerned, it looks like this bill is dead. But then you emailed me back this morning with, I think, an appropriate response saying, knowing the legislature, nothing is really dead until the session is over.
Right. So it's a definite positive note right now. We aren't as concerned as we were, but we have to keep our eye on that. And one thing I'd like your viewers to know, your listeners mm-hmm. to know, is this, you know, when the DSEG, when we come into compliance, when we reach unitary status, a lot of people think that money goes away. So why would we ever want to come into unitary status? But that's really not the case. The way that it's set up is that money is there then even afterwards to help maintain what we have achieved. I think it should even, there should be an incentive to reach that, right, with a little bit more once you reach that. And so I think the controversy is, well, they keep this money and they never finish the job because they don't want the money to go away. And that's really a misconception. It's the right work that we're doing, you know, in our school district, and it's the funding that's appropriate to reach those goals. And we have to remember that those goals are achievement. as well as integration.
And you took some heat on both sides, folks saying not agreeing with you, and there were some that did, when you went on Facebook and said that your fellow board member, Michael Hicks, really had no business going up before the legislature and testifying before a subcommittee in favor of this bill that would, in effect, take away all those millions of dollars from the district that he represents.
Right. I mean, we have to think about a couple years ago, we looked at a $17 million deficit before I was on the board, and that meant 11 schools were closed. So 64 versus 17, I just think, I mean, I you know, as I shared with you earlier, I could talk bad about different things that different board members do all the time, and that's you know, really not what I want to do. But in that case, to really go advocate to take really decimate your district that you have signed on to fortify and to protect and to serve the parents and the students here, it just was...
It's kind of unprecedented. I mean, can you think of any other case where that's happened?
Not that I know of. Not
somebody
that I know of.
Testifying against their own district. Anyway, 790-2040 for comments or questions for Crystal Foster. There's a big issue coming up with your next board meeting. You've got a deficit for this next budget. What is it now? What are you figuring, 5 to 6 million?
We're looking at 5 to 6 million with the budget that...
That's before the state. You figure out what's going to go on now with this new state budget, which most educators are not at all happy with, although Governor Ducey continues to say more money than ever before is being spent for education.
Right. We have to understand that more money than ever before is being spent on private education, the same way that it's been spent on private prisons and charters. In Arizona, really are corporations. So many charters are corporations, and there's a lot of, when we think about Apple coming here or Raytheon and these big corporations that get a lot of tax breaks and a lot of incentives to come here, that's the same thing in this budget for our charter schools. And so the field is not even with this budget. And so districts across the state are really, we're going to deal with a lot of cuts.
Crystal Foster is with us. She is a member of the TUSD Governing Board. And you've got teachers need to know. Usually, traditionally, that is, but this time of year, it gets the renewals come up, right?
Right, right.
And there may be some teachers left kind of out in the dark on this deal, including yourself. You're a teacher.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's non-classroom spending, right? I'm a program specialist. And
not in the TUSD. District.
No, I can't. I can't work in the
you
same
couldn't.
District where I serve.
Yeah,
but I definitely we at TUSD we had a job fair a couple weeks ago and had over 300 people there. And so this is when people are looking. This is the season for hiring, for getting everything set up for next school year. And I shared with you earlier about the change in this budget. We have a different formula moving forward. And before we always use the 40th day and the 100th day count to then solidify our funding from our enrollment, and that's changing next year as well. And so, these are all, I think districts across the state will have to look at contracts differently, and how on earth are we going to recruit and keep teachers in Arizona with not having solid contracts?
Well, think of it this way, and I'm sure you probably have. If you were a teacher out of state, right, and you were looking to come to Arizona, and you saw the education climate here, would you want to come?
Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. Let's go to Roger. He has a question. Crystal, slip your headset on there, and we'll now listen to Roger's comment. Hello, Roger.
Yeah. Hello,
Crystal.
The comment I wanted to make is we hear Crystal complaining about different comments that Hicks made or that, Ducey cut the budget, which he didn't. There is actually $100-some million increase in funding to education. But my comment is why doesn't she go after the city council at Tucson for wiping out Grand Canyon University? That cost our area 1,000 jobs. These jobs bring taxes. If we get our minds open out here and the Pima County Board gets off the back of the mining companies, that creates jobs.
Okay,
those jobs put money into the state budget in the state budget, when we actually have money, we can increase that spending to education and everything else. And the same thing, you complain about the tax breaks to these big companies. Well, when these big companies come here, they take people off of state aid. They lighten the load on the state. They also make jobs for people.
Okay, Roger, let's let Crystal respond to you, what you're saying.
Well, that was a lot of information.
Yeah.
I think I'll thank you for your call and for your comment. And, you know, you mentioned working with city council, and something I'm really proud of when we think about this budget, what's happened in this session so far, is how well the TUSD board has come together, how well our superintendent has come together to work with our legislators and other elected officials, other superintendents. We really, really rallied Southern Arizona. I know we had a press conference in the boardroom where we brought different superintendents and the Tucson Chamber of Commerce together, and really,
yeah, I mean, there were a lot of superintendents there from Vail to Sunnyside.
Right, I think it's unprecedented. Yeah. That hasn't happened before, and I personally have been working with other board members across the state, and we had, I think, 14 different boards passed resolutions standing up against this budget, and those resolutions were read on the floor in the legislature. And so, you know, this working together with our different representatives and our elected officials, I think we've made a stand stronger than we have in the past.
All right, Crystal, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. We're pushing toward 12:16. Crystal Foster, our first segment guest. Crystal, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good weekend.
You too. We're going to look to the stars, look to the sky with Dr. David Levy. That's coming up on the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition at 12:16. We'll be right back.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes.
We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock.
323-8650. 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems.
323-8650. That's
323-8650.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Friday for our Friday Focus interview with Rick Myers, Arizona Border Regent. Our Friday roundtable features Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly and Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. We are so fortunate to live in a century in which the equinox, which is tomorrow, and a total solar eclipse, not visible here in Tucson, but it's going to happen somewhere, I think over in Europe. The last time that happened was 1681, and after the 21st century, the next occurrence will be in the year 2387. So this is truly a rare event. Let's bring in now Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, who joins us from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. David is the former science editor of Parade magazine. He's now head of and founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. He is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9. That's the comet that collided so spectacularly in 1994 with, and really it was the explosion on Jupiter, probably the most spectacular explosion ever witnessed in the solar system. David, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Bill, and I want to apologize for yesterday's email going off into Ram Heaven.
Yeah, I never saw it. It still happens. Some of those emails, somewhere, maybe in Bangladesh, someone got the Buckmaster Levy correspondence. This is a big deal, isn't it, tomorrow?
Oh, yes, it's a big, big deal. It's tomorrow night, our time, just after spring breaks, springs here. But just east of Iceland, the moon is going to cover the sun, forming a total eclipse of the sun. If it is clear there, and last year Wendy and I visited Iceland, and I think for the week we were there, we had about 4 hours of clear sky. Here's hoping for clear sky tomorrow when the eclipse takes place on the 21st. But if it happens, it'll be very interesting. It'll be as though we were able to see night take place across the land.
David, can you take a quick call? Someone wants to join in already about eclipse question. It's another David for David. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, there's going to be a total solar eclipse in August 20th, 2017 in the United States. And I think one of the places you can see it in Oregon, I just wondered what's the best time and place to see it.
Well, that's a very good question, David, and I thank you for asking it. The next total solar visible in the U.S. will be, and I think it's August 20th, in 2017. It'll be visible in the northern, northwestern U.S. on a small track that crosses the country through Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, and down into the Carolinas. I can't say where the best place will be. Wendy and I are going to be in the little village of Madras, Oregon. And we've done some research. That is one of the clearest possible spots that we've
selected. What's the name of the village?
Yeah, the village of Madras.
Madras?
We're actually going to be staying at the Econo Lodge. And the last I heard was that there is some rooms still available there.
Okay.
So if any of you would like to see the eclipse with us, that's where we'll be.
Okay, David. David didn't get the town. It's like Madras, like the Indian.
Yes, Madras. M A D R A S.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Madras, Oregon.
Yeah, Madras, Oregon. That's where David Levy's going to be. So if David thinks it's the best place to look at it, that's the place. Hey, David, what's going on with your star night coming up?
Well, yeah, thanks, Bill. We have a star night coming up at the end of April, and it will be at the I forget the name of the park. Brandy Fenton Memorial Park, mm-hmm. up on River Road.
Right.
It'll be from 3:00 in the afternoon until 10:00 that evening. We're going to be sharing the event this year with the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association. And so I hope you'll all come and enjoy the stars with us the last Saturday in April. It'll be on a day called Nationwide Astronomy Day.
And it's also to coincide with your 50th anniversary of searching for comets.
Yes, it will. We are celebrating 50 years out there with a telescope searching for comets.
What's the quote of the day, the quote of the month from David Levy?
This is a very short one this month. The old astronomer to his pupil. It stays on the tombstone of John and Emily Brashear. It's a small poem written by Sarah Williams, circa 1860. We have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night.
Oh, it's nice. It's almost one of those. Is it like haiku? Those real short, real short.
It's set in quatrains.
Yeah, there
and
you
it
go.
Starts with "Reach me down, my Tycho Brahe,"
okay,
and it goes on until it ends with those extremely powerful that running couplet at the end.
David, tell me something about these solar eclipses. You probably have seen more in your lifetime than most individuals. I'm sure, what is it, about 20 or something like that?
About between 10 and 20.
Yeah.
The total number of eclipses I've seen of any kind are 82.
Wow. I mean, including the partial eclipses and all of that.
Partial eclipses, eclipses of the moon, everything. And there is going to be an eclipse of the moon, total eclipse of the moon, visible in the pre-dawn hours of April the 4th from Tucson, which I hope to see.
You know, we mentioned, okay, it's the March equinox tomorrow. It's the spring equinox, the total solar eclipse. But there's a third element that's involved here, a new moon, which is also called a supermoon.
Well, the new moon eclipses of the moon can only take place at the full moon. Eclipses of the sun can only take place at new moon, when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun directly, as it will on that day. The moon happens to be near its perigee, so we have a new moon, which is unusually large, which is which some of us call a supermoon. I just call it a big new moon.
One more quick question about this, David. The totality is normally the longest you can expect is about 2 minutes of totality. Is that correct?
On this particular eclipse, it is. The longest eclipse I've ever seen was July 11th, 1991, in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico, we had a 6.5 minute totality, and I think that's about the longest you can get.
Oh my goodness. That's like a record totality.
Yeah.
The animals really thought it was time to go to sleep.
Yeah, I think the animals actually took a nap at that time.
They took a nap. David, thank you very much. And again, the Star Night celebration, 3 to 10, and I think you said Brandy Fenton Park.
Brandy Fenton Memorial Park.
And the date of that again, David?
It's April 26th, I believe.
Okay, perfect. David. Thank you so much, and I think we're going to visit with you in April before that as well. So
yes.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day,
okay,
David.
Thank you, too, and thanks for having me on your show.
Okay, David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer. We're going to talk economic business here in Tucson with the local head of the Bank of America. That's coming up on the Buckmaster Show at about 12:30 on this Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our CEO interview series on Buckmaster, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, which offers a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within our region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing more than 10,000 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit TRIO, TREOAZ.org. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Adriana Kong Romero. Ms. Romero is the market president for Bank of America in Tucson and Southern Arizona. She is a senior client manager on the business banking team for B of A. She serves on numerous boards, including the board of directors of TRIO. Adriana, good to see you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Are things looking a little better for the Tucson business climate right now?
Definitely. We've seen a lot of activity, and I really see that the market is improving and expect continued improvement throughout 2015 with higher business volume and also consumer confidence. There's great opportunity in Tucson for businesses of every size and in every niche in the marketplace, and we're focused on helping our customers to be in a position to identify and leverage these opportunities.
Adriana, what's driving this recovery right now? What are some of the faster growing segments of the Tucson economy?
I would have to say healthcare, bioscience, and technology, but with a strong emphasis in the healthcare industry. We'll see a lot of change and growth in this industry sector, which directly impacts other industries in the local community, as some of the Tucson hospitals have begun undergoing ownership transitions. The healthcare industry will evolve rapidly, and all of this combined will result in positive impact for the Tucson community.
Because that Banner was a huge deal. Banner Health coming into this market and joining forces with the University of Arizona. That's a big economic story for our community.
It definitely is.
How does Bank of America collaborate with businesses to kind of help leverage their growth?
So Bank of America works closely with businesses, starting from small companies to large corporations. By getting to know the businesses and their goals on a one-to-one level, we understand their needs and can identify the solutions to help them succeed. At the same time, our goal is to deliver one company through all of our capabilities, resources, and expertise to make financial lives better. Through Merrill Lynch, U.S. Trust, and Merrill Edge, we can offer our clients and diverse resources to help business owners, principals, and even their employees with personal financial planning and business succession planning.
So you can do really one-stop shopping at Bank of America, really can take care of all of your needs from personal. You can have it all under one banner. I know that's been my case with my small business. I've been very happy with Bank of America, kind of folding the whole thing into one personal and business. It's very convenient that way, certainly.
It is. And we find a lot of the planning as a business owner goes hand in hand and runs parallel with their own personal lives. So just bringing the two together and having a team behind that business owner and the business really helps to get them to where they want to be.
The industry, your industry, took a huge hit after the big downturn. Commonly called the biggest recession since the Great Depression. How has the industry recovered? What are some of the changes that you've been seeing?
Really, I mean, it definitely did change, and we've seen a lot of changes just recently. But the biggest driver that we're seeing is technology. And we're in the middle of a digital revolution, and we're not slowing down. And so to that end, we try to go beyond meeting our customers' expectations by anticipating and exceeding them. We live in such a digital world that we know we have to ensure that our customers have access to the digital resources that they need. Last year alone, for the first time ever, the number of mobile banking sessions per month exceeded the number of online banking sessions.
Really? It's gone so that far.
It is. And so now we're not only looking to deliver our banking to our customers in the comforts of their home, but wherever they may be. And so nationally, we have nearly 17 million active mobile banking users logging on more than 200 million times a month.
Wow. So people have to feel secure, though, when they
yes.
go on to that. And mm-hmm. you're very confident that they are going to get a secure transaction.
Correct. And yeah. and we take a lot of pride and put a lot of work between what our online banking platforms and our CashPro platform for our corporations and really ensure that their banking is safe.
What do you see, Adriana, as the biggest challenge right now facing this community?
You know, one among the most critical is ensuring a vibrant and healthy workforce. And within that challenge is finding ways to address issues of what we call the disconnected youth in our community. And those are the individuals 16 to 24 who are not in school and not working. I also sit on the board of United Way, and the Helios Foundation recently awarded grants to address this issue by creating second chance opportunities for our most vulnerable young adults. And United Way here locally is leading the effort by bringing together stakeholders from all sectors of the community to improve education and employment outcomes for youth. This effort actually falls in line with the bank's focus on addressing critical needs in our community. We know that we're only as strong as the communities that we serve, so we focus on support areas where we know there's significant need and where we can make a difference, such as housing, hunger, education, and jobs.
Well, that's an area that's very important to you because in your own background, we were chatting mm-hmm. Before this interview that you really started into the banking industry in high school.
Correct.
And you have emerged over the past 17 years to be the youngest representative for a market of Bank of America in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really you've seen the other side
right.
of what you were just talking about with that 16 to 24 mm-hmm. year olds who have dropped out of school. They're looking for something to do. So mm-hmm. obviously this is pretty important to you.
It is. For a variety of reasons that, they've become disconnected. And so part of what we're looking to do is just really try to address those specific issues, such as maybe it's homelessness or it's going through the system within the school system or a variety of things. So part of the programs that we focus on within our foundation is to address that and help get through the graduation rate from junior high school to whether it be college, university, trade, but somewhere so that they have a path to go through.
Where'd you get your motivation? You're a highly motivated young person, very aggressive mm-hmm. in that your business, you've done very well. Where did that come from? You were telling me you mm-hmm. grew up in Douglas.
Right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with my family. And I come from a long line of educators. And I've had great support. And even in my own career, I've had a lot of great mentors, too. So through a combination of that, I think that's helped me to know exactly where I'm going and what I want to do. And they've helped me to get there.
Bank of America has a lot of volunteers in this community, don't
mm-hmm.
they? A lot of folks have stepped forward to kind of help out.
Mm-hmm. They do. And in 2014, Bank of America employees in Tucson donated more than 3,600 hours to nonprofit programs, events, and organizations. And across the country, our volunteers gave more than 2 million hours of their own time back to the communities. In fact, this coming weekend, Bank of America is a presenting sponsor at the Race for the Cure event.
And where is that going to be this year?
At Reed Park.
At Reed Park. Race for the Cure. Mm-hmm. Bank of America will be involved with that. And congratulations, Adriana Kong Romero, for speaking with us today. And congratulations on a great career that you've had so far with Bank of America. And appreciate you talking.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot. For more information, we want you to visit TRIO's website, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. That website is TRIO.org. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Did you know that Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject, and we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control, and guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Bill Buckmaster with you. Harry Alexander on the other side of the glass. Harry, let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you like magic shows?
I do.
Oh, well, Nelson Illusions is the largest touring magic show, illusion show, they call it in the United States. They're having kind of a one-of-a-kind theatrical spectacle for one of our fine sponsors. This is happening over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. And the Nelson Illusion Show will be Saturday, March 28th. And I think that would be worth the three-hour trip.
Over to Silver City
and Grant County, and it's going to be in a beautiful venue at Western New Mexico University, their Fine Arts Center. Again, that's Saturday, March 28th at 7:30, and you can find out more about Silver City and Grant County on their great website. It's southwestnewmexico.org. That is also the place for all of the listings of great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins. Now, how about wearing a big smile on Saturday? Because March 20th is International Day of, actually, it's March 21st, right?
No, it's March 20th. Yeah.
March 20th.
March 20th.
So it's tomorrow.
First day of spring, yeah.
The equinox.
Yeah.
All right. It is International Day of Happiness. This is the first year of the day being celebrated in Tucson, but it debuted 2 years ago after the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution proclaiming March 20th as the happy holiday. Joining me in studio, Anita Fonte, who is spearheading the happiness effort for Tucson. Anita, how are you?
I'm pretty happy. The UVA's ahead. So,
yeah, very. Yeah. I think it was pretty much going to be evident, Harry, right? It was a blowout from the start.
Yeah, pretty much. It's
yes.
25-point lead now.
25-point like lead. So that
we'll check it in a while.
Yeah, we can breathe.
Enough to put a smile on all of our faces. How'd you get involved with Happiness Day?
I got involved through a lot of a community development work that I've been doing where I met a lot of unhappy people. Mm. So I decided to try to switch that around and start talking to people about what contributed to their personal and community happiness. And out of that, I self-published a book, Talk Up Tucson, and out of that connected with the library and helped out with the happiness conversations when the College of Social Behavioral Sciences did the lectures in 2013.
That was really a well-received lecture talking about happiness. And my friend Dr. Weil, who's been nice enough to be on our show several times, talks about, and I think he wrote even a book about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So happiness doesn't come naturally to a lot of us.
No, I have to work at it. And the science behind it now that started sort of in the 1970s with Martin Seligman indicate that our DNA actually factors in about 50%.
Really?
And then you got to add circumstances, you know, and, you know, our family circumstances, our economic circumstances. But that still leaves about 30 to 20% of choice. So that's why we say do happy today. We really want to emphasize that choice factor.
What are you going to do on Happiness Day?
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to start off with music and end with music, and in between have a proclamation from Mayor Rothschild. And we have a community lunch for some reserved guests that have been working with us, and an opportunity for people to buy lunch from Truck 54, from Cafe 54. We have free public workshops all afternoon inside the library. And we're extending our happiness through the weekend. We have a free Happy Feet movie Saturday afternoon at the library, and the documentary Happy Sunday afternoon, all free and open to the public.
How about happy for our animal friends?
And it's true. Ward 3 has helped coordinate it with both the Humane Society and the Animal Control Center to do some happy adoptions starting
on
Friday.
Very cool.
Yeah, so the four-legged friends are included.
Harry, you know what I'm going to ask.
Chuck is always happy.
Chuck the dog is with Harry right now on the other side of the glass.
And he's always happy.
He's always happy. As long as Harry's around, Chuck the dog is happy. Right now, Chuck's ears have gone back. Thanks, Bill, for finally bringing me up on your radio show. No, but animals make me happy, Anita.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pets are a very important part of that connection to our emotional well-being. And I do also want to, you know, emphasize that in addition to having fun, this effort is about promoting community well-being in the long run, really looking at the kind of measurements and indicators that can help move us forward as a state and as a region to being a stronger community with a higher level of well-being.
How many people consider themselves happy according to the latest Gallup poll?
The latest Gallup poll was posted today said 71% of the world's population consider themselves to be feeling good about their lives, and the top 10 countries are in Latin America.
Really?
Yeah. The United States is usually around 14 or 15.
So what is it? It's not necessarily a monetary thing. You know the old saying, what is it? Money can't buy you happiness.
No. The Gallup Healthways Wellbeing Index, which is the largest global as well as national survey of well-being. It looks at factors such as our healthy behaviors, basic access to food, shelter, and health care, what's our financial security, what's our work environment, how do we feel about that, what are our ties to our community. Those are some of the things that they're looking at in the well-being index, or what is being called the gross happiness product. Not just looking at gross domestic product, but what's our gross happiness product. Some countries are actually including that in their national goals.
And again, it's Hockamy Plaza downtown,
right
on the corner of Stone Avenue and Pennington at the Joel D. Valdez Main Library. Things kick off at about 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be seminars, music, just folks wearing big smiles.
Right.
Is there a website?
There is. It's www.dohappytoday.com.
What about you being happy? You were sharing with me before we went on that you were involved with the Grant Road. Talked to a lot of people about the widening project, and wasn't necessarily all great happy people.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity, but I think what fuels a lot of the negativity that we see in this is my unscientific conclusion,
right,
based on 6 years of observations,
okay,
and listenings,
right,
is that people bring a lot of the negativity in their own personal lives into the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we hear about, you know, this
how
issue
horrible
or that
place
issue.
Tucson is.
Yeah.
We hear that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. We're often fueled by the other kinds of things in our lives that are contributing to us not feeling good about our lives.
So a lot of this negativity, and we hear so much of it, are people really bringing their own issues?
Yes,
right?
And they're not aware of it. I mean, that's part of it, is we sort of unconsciously fall into habits of unwell-being.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're habits. And part of what we're trying to do, for example, right now, we've had a 21-day mindfulness challenge on through our website. We engage 18 different countries. And it's being mindful about what are you feeling and what is contributing to you feeling good or bad or sad. And, you know, we're not saying you have to be happy every day or every moment, but how do you work through so that you can at least feel more positive about your life?
Did that survey rank the 50 states?
It did.
And how did we do? Something tells me not all that.
Well, not great, but it could be worse, as my mother-in-law used to say.
Yeah.
We went from 23 last year to 20 this year.
Oh.
And our goal with Do Happy Today is to try to work with others and bring the state up to the top 10 in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is really kind of the premier event.
Yep.
For
mm-hmm.
Do Happy. And who knows, this may turn into be a big deal in the community. I kind of hope so.
I kind of hope so, too. And there's a national Live Happy magazine that's connecting all the happy acts, and we're going to be plugged into that, too. So we'll be plugged in nationally to what's going on.
And, Harry, you're happy as long as Chuck is happy.
That's exactly
Chuck,
right.
Chuck the dog is happy.
And remember what Bobby McFerrin sings, don't worry, be happy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, be happy. That is exactly that wonderful song about happiness. All right, again, the website, dohappytoday.com. Anita Fonte has been with us, and I assume all of this activity tomorrow is going to be free of charge.
It's all free of charge, and I forgot to mention Dancing the Streets, dancing
okay.
to Pharrell Williams' Happy Dance, and there's a video instruction on our website. You can learn the Happy Dance. You can do it wherever you are, even in a radio station.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Dancing in the Streets is going to be involved.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, they're performing, yes.
Wonderful. Good people over
1 o'clock.
There. Yes, I know those people. They're very good.
Yeah.
Anita, thank you very much for coming to the station today.
Thank you for having me.
And Anita, if you're looking for a good auto mechanic, or if anyone of our listeners is looking for a good auto mechanic, I have your solution. This will make you happy, believe me, if you go see this individual and his team. It's Mike Emery and Perfection Auto Works. They have a very convenient Midtown location, 1 block south of Speedway. They're at 1046 North Beverly. The phone number is 323-8650, and their website is perfectionautoworks.com. And if you have a challenging kind of auto problem, like a light in the trunk stays on all the time or you can't figure it out, that's what Mike really likes. That kind of a challenge, Mike Emery and the team like to handle that. Anyway, check them out, perfectionautoworks.com. For Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw, another one of our local talk shows that's coming up. We encourage you to listen from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for our Friday Focus edition. Tomorrow we will have one of the Board of Regents, Rick Myers, back with you. Have a great afternoon.